Okay. I'm calling the order, calling the meeting to order at 5:08 on August 6th of the Clay Street Cemetery Commission. Could you please call roll?
Yes. We have George Galton.
Here.
And Jessica Desmond.
Here.
Aldine Kilbourne.
Here.
Janet Richardson is potentially calling in. She has connected with us. Julie Jones.
Here.
Karen Erickson.
Here.
Amy Stratman.
Here.
And Jeremiah Cotter. I will send him a message on Teams and ask if he was trying to get on in Zoom. He'd be the only other one I was thinking of.
Okay. Janet's asking if she should call your desk number or your cell phone.
Cell phone.
My cell.
As far as approval of regular minutes, July 2nd, I think there's a couple of typos that need to be corrected, but other than that, does anybody have anything else that they might comment on? Like on the bottom of the first page, Jay Richardson reported then, it should say that an email was received.
Hi, Janet.
That. Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can everyone else? Go ahead and speak again.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, and I will turn the table speakers up as well.
Anybody see anything that needs to be added to the or changed in the regular meeting minutes from July 2nd?
Aldine, you pointed out the one typo at the bottom of the first page. Was there any others that you had noticed?
I thought so, but I'm not seeing where I circled it, so.
Okay. We can.
So I take a motion that we approve as amended.
Do you need a first on that,
yes,
or a second?
I need a first.
Okay. This is Julie. I move to approve as amended the regular meeting minutes of July 2nd, 2025.
I'll second it.
Okay. Anybody? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no negatives. We're approving the regular meeting minutes of July 2nd as amended with that change from that. Approval of the agenda. I think there's a couple of things that need to go in. I guess under new business, we've got the request for
application for placement
of looking for her Mrs. Norland, but it's Lita Slaybach back in the Norland. It's the big square that's in the American
Just,
Legion.
Put it on the we're on the agenda.
Agenda.
Let's not
yeah.
Talk about it yet.
Anyway, and the other one is Bert Sharp's request to Janet concerning Betsy being placed there between her grandparents.
Okay, I move to approve the agenda as amended to include two new business items.
Anybody have anything else to add? Can I get a motion to approve as amended the agenda?
Julie made a motion.
Just made the motion.
She needs a second.
Okay, second.
I'll second.
Can you say your name so that
Jesse Desmond, I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay. All those approving the agenda as amended?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it's approved as amended. Citizens' comments. We don't have anybody else here. Communications to the commission. We've had this request about application for placement of cremains. That we'll get to under new business. Events and public relations. We didn't meet Tuesday to do some more because it was pouring down rain until after 12. And then, of course, the sun came out, and it was an absolutely gorgeous late afternoon. But by then, we were all doing something else. So I'm assuming next Tuesday we will be meeting. I would only make the comment, Justice, if you are at all interested on can on Saturdays or Sundays, to go out there and do any edging on anybody's markers, they all need it. And as you can see from the page on the very back, that's what was discovered by clearing it all out. We didn't even know it was there. Anyway, let's see. Financial update, if you look at the 1, 2, 3 page, the third from the back says we have $8,240.77. We've kind of talked about when we've been at the cemetery that we should try to order 8, maybe 8,000. What did I say?
I said 3,000.
That's what you said.
I thought I said 8,000. Sorry, $8,240.77.
You did.
Okay.
Anyway, that we would try to order 20 markers, assuming the price hasn't gone up. But I have several requests that what I'm noticing is we need more dirt in those flower boxes for next year because they're just drying out so fast. It's like, and one of them, it's like there's, it appears there's only about that much dirt in it. And I don't understand how that happened, but because, Julie, I thought we got maybe 10 or 12 bags of dirt when we did it two years ago.
I think it was like 8.
Was it? Well, anyway, we need some more dirt in there.
Sounds good. We should have some left over after the, a little bit.
And I didn't know if possibly we could use the dirt that they excavated the two signs that they posted because it's just sitting there. It's just that it can have weeds in it and everything else, and I don't want that in with the flowers. And I think that, Janet, I don't know if you can hear, but I thought you suggested that there might be something else that we needed to
purchase
for next year, but just so that we had enough money left.
Did you hear that, Janet?
And she might not. So.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah. Did you hear the question from Aldine?
No, I can barely.
Okay. I did send you a text just now. The Zoom broadcast is live. If you'd prefer to call in that way, it's probably going to be more clear versus me putting the phone close to the speakers. Aldine did just ask if you were aware of any other purchases needed for this year as we're discussing the account balance and purchasing needs.
No, she's cutting in and out.
Yeah, I think she's just cutting in and out. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and, unless somebody has any questions or any other thoughts, that we'll move on from financial update. Unfinished business, cemetery grounds maintenance. Jeremiah isn't here, but I would make the comment is that having Tim there as well as Alex, I mean, Alex gets there and he hardly has started the lawnmower before he's called away. But Tim is there all that time. And it's like amazing. I mean, it just looks great today because it was mowed. He finished mowing and edging yesterday. Unfortunately, I am totally booked with other things. I cannot go and spread any of the weed and feed, but we do have some. And so hopefully we'll get to it next week. Anybody else have comments about cemetery grounds maintenance?
Janet had sent photos. Some of the photos that were in the packet were related to grounds maintenance. That's what she was asking to have those included for.
Yeah, and so if you look at the pictures of what Julie and Alan and I don't know, Amy, did you help excavate that one along with Janet?
No, she did that.
And anyway, it's just totally amazing what was discovered by the time we got all that dirt and grass out of there. I mean, it's just amazing. And even looking today at where Bert Sharp wants to put Betsy, there was so much grass there, I could not find, I had to hunt and hunt and hunt through the grass before I finally found the markers. So
Janet, some of Janet's frustration is with the mowing process because if she doesn't go out right after they mow and use a blower to blow the grass clippings off of the grave markers, which is a big job, then she feels like that's adding to the ability for the grass to grow over the markers. And especially if it rains and it starts sticking down, then it just makes more earth for the grass to grow over. And so if we figure out a way to do better edging, which now we have two battery-operated hard edging tools, not just strings, so they're kind of fun to use and very effective. That might be something that gets some of it done. Of course, to do the whole cemetery would be challenging. It would take all summer. But, we can get started. And she is still encouraging them to bag the grass. But, of course, if you bag the grass, you have to stop and empty the grass bag every, 15 or 20 minutes or half hour, however long. And it would take a long time to finish the mowing. So it's kind of a catch-22 at this point. But she wanted to make sure to express that, her frustration with the markers getting covered up and having grass growing.
Yes, I would agree with that. Moving on to maintenance and repair of the cemetery gate, I don't think that there's any, how do I put this? I can open it. Yes, it's hard. I don't think it's falling off at this point. There is a lock on it. I don't know.
I guess I just want to make sure we're not doing damage when we're trying to force it open to the hinges. I want to make sure we're not doing damage to the hinges. Like, are they damaged enough for that to be the case? Because I tried to oil them. I think that Cotter did have a different opinion. It wasn't just rusty. There's something. But as long as we're not damaging it when we open it, there's no rush. It's still, everything's holding together.
If you could pass that along to him.
It could go into the next budget. Yeah. But if they have ideas, and I don't think we should spend a bunch of money on a new gate. It's still holding up, right? Sorry to chime in. And
No, that's fine. That's fine. So I think we could probably take that off next time.
Okay. And are you saying that we would like to pass along to Mr. Carter, Cotter, the request to have that included in their budget for next year?
Yeah, and just to make sure that we're not damaging it by opening it and shutting it, because it makes it pretty easy. I mean, if I'm loading, for me to back down the driveway and then back around or to try to turn around, it is so much easier to start at the shed, load any of the blocks, drive out to the end and drive around again. So, I mean, I would like to see us be able to use that main gate every Tuesday that we're there. So that's why I think it's a concern that he makes sure that we're not damaging it by opening and shutting it. Because it is hard to turn to the right side or whatever, the south side, whatever you want to call it, is hard to move. Cemetery rack card to resign. Any luck? Any time that you've been able to spend, Jess?
I kind of got pretty busy, and then I just forgot about it. So that's just kind of how it goes sometimes, I guess.
Okay. We'll just keep at it. I believe that Tony and Harry came out and added more white crosses and set them. I wasn't there, but Janet was blowing, and I'm pretty sure he and Harry came back and did more. So I don't know.
I didn't see them. They did show up. Oh, there she is.
She heard, yeah. You want to go ahead, Janet?
Sorry. Okay. So they were going to come out. That puts on in, but Harry's 94, and he got a little fried.
Got overheated.
So, but they will come out to do it before it gets too.
So they didn't do it yet.
Okay. All right. So we'll just add that to the next time.
Okay.
The Elks plot information. I do not know. So first off, I went to the funeral celebration for John Immel, and his former wife was there, who is the one that had the original information from the Elks. And she supposedly, on the Saturday afterwards, was meeting from someone at the Elks Club that is a member of the Elks, and they were to get the information. But I have heard nothing from anybody as to did that happen or not.
I'm confused. So
Lynn Immel is the one.
We got the thumb drive, but when we looked at it, there wasn't anything new on it. It was just pictures of the cemetery, as far as I can tell. It didn't seem to shed light on anything.
Because I've never been able to see it, so.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. It's on the Google Drive. There was nothing, there seemed to be nothing revealing that was new. It was all, all this stuff we've been waiting for. Janet?
So I looked at it. There was absolutely nothing that we didn't already have. And it's also, we had more than what she had.
We have more information than they
had. What they had.
Yes.
So at this point, can we take that off the agenda?
The only reason I wouldn't is that the Elks would still like to spend some money there and some of their time. And so if we can shed some light on a project that can be done in the Elks section, they are happy to make this a project of theirs where a group of them comes out and labors in the Elks section and maybe even spend some money with the Clay Street Cemetery Commission. So if there is anything revealed in the future, just know that we can ask them and they would be thrilled to participate.
I just wish that they would come out and do their own edging, if nothing else. You know, just clean up the edging of the graves that are there.
That's great information. Edging. I'll make a request.
Okay. Janet, did you have anything else you wanted to say about the Elks plot information?
No, like that if they could come out and unearth some of the slabs, and that would be great.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to new business. So did everybody pick up the application for placement that was over there?
No.
So when you come in, make sure that you pick up the papers that are there.
Yep.
So there was a request from Jennifer Carr, who lives in Massachusetts. I believe she is the granddaughter of Elida Slaybuck, who is a Norlin. And there is a Norlin plot that is edged in cement that has I can't tell you at this point now. Janet, maybe you could
five.
Pipe in. There's five there, but how the relationship is to Don Callahan, who I think used to be the city engineer at one time, something with the city. Anyway, this is his, as far as I can tell, his sister. And I'm not quite sure of the genealogy. Janet, do you know if Elida is his sister or not?
Are you talking about Dan?
Yes, Don Callahan. Is this his sister?
So that's his aunt.
This is his aunt. Okay. Anyway, he at one time tried to give her
at Clay Street, but he told me that her daughter put her somewhere. She won't tell him.
He said that the daughter put the ashes someplace else. And so he took this, he actually had a place to have there was a cement block that he wanted to put a metal marker on, like is on the other ones there in the plot. And she wouldn't let him. So he took that out. But the spot is still there for the sixth Norlin member the cremains to be put there and a marker put in. So the only commentary that I would like to say as far as a response, it says, provide a brief description of the item to be placed. And she said, I would like my grandmother's ashes and a stone and metal marker placed in the cemetery. Well, we're not going to do that unless there's money to pay for it. So I think part of the return letter, which I can draft, but needs to say
how much it would cost her.
How much it would cost if she wants, with a picture of what we do, and if she wants to have a metal one on a cement, then she would need to get that ordered, and it could be placed, but we're not paying for it. So.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Anybody else have commentary?
I did get a phone call from Jerry Dragon, who is another family member. He's the one who actually scanned and sent this application that Jennifer had filled out. He did confirm that Jennifer is the best one to be corresponding with, but just wanted to make sure we got it. Gave me a little bit more, you know, the story, essentially what you had shared in terms of the one family member that wasn't as cooperative with some of the information. I confirmed that we have it, that you guys would review it, and that you could expect a follow-up one way or the other, just as far as next steps.
So I guess we need to have a motion that we will accept the cremains being put into the cemetery, but that a letter will go out explaining what Jennifer needs to do, depending on how she wants. Does she want to spend, and I'm guessing $250 to say as the price, or does she want to get a metal one made and that we would place it for her because we can glue it on, but that's all that we would be doing because we at least have the cement. And I believe that Don Callahan actually has the old cement that would fit right in there, and maybe suggest that she talk with him as to what those dimensions are.
I'm sorry, can this Julie, so should we be clear as far as, are we asking for a donation whether they get it made themselves or not? Or
yes, okay. If they are asking us to put a marker in there, like with a picture of what we provide, what we're putting in the cemetery, or if, as she says, she wants a stone metal marker of her own choosing, she will have to order that, get it delivered to us. And
what would the charge be for us to do that? What would the suggested donation be for that? $250 no matter what? $250 if you get a stone, or $250 if we do it for
us? It's $300 if we do it.
$300 if we are the ones doing it. That's what Janet.
Yeah, if we do like our other markers, it's $300.
Okay.
Donation.
So a $300 donation if she wants one done as we've been doing other markers in the cemetery. If she wants a metal marker, which is what is in the other Norland, on the other stones in that plot, she will have to order it and get it sent to us, and we could glue it down for her, or she can glue it herself.
Right, but my question is there a suggested donation for us to glue it down for her?
No.
If she sends it to us? Okay, that's what I was trying to get
it
to.
It could easily cost her $1,000, $1,500 at this point for what is already on
effect.
There.
Yeah.
I mean,
does
I'm
she
so,
have the ashes, or does Don Callahan?
No, no. Jennifer apparently has the ashes. Because her mother had them, and her mother's died now. And according to when I talked to Jennifer by phone, said, I thought my mom took care of this, but she didn't. So I'm trying to take care of it now, is that's what she said to me. So I told her to get this form, fill it out, and then we would respond at this meeting.
Okay, so we need a motion.
Yeah, we need a motion that we will accept placement.
So if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and make a motion that we do accept the application for placement. It seems like it fits within. So the motion is we accept Jennifer Carr's application for placement of Elida Slayback ashes and a marker on the Norlin Southwest Quarter 1725.2 plot, and that we write a letter of accepting the application with a suggested donation if she needs a special marker made.
No, if she wants us
to make the marker.
Yes.
Yes.
From what I heard and what I wrote down is that we're accepting the application contingent upon her covering the cost, which is the precedent is $300, with the alternative of them providing materials themselves.
Yes.
Correct. I'll get all the details.
Okay. And I'll come back and
now can we discuss it some more?
Yes.
We
yes.
Need a, do we need a second.
I'll second. Okay.
Thank you, Karen. I do want to discuss that just a tiny bit further, and that is, who is going to inter the ashes for them?
They will. They all.
I thought they didn't live here. So they're going
to
come here?
So I don't know. So that'll be a question to ask in the letter as well.
So there are other contingencies then?
Well, the whole thing is if she has the ashes, she's either got to bring them here or send them to somebody that will be, I mean, normally when we do them,
not
there's been a ceremony.
Really mail them. Yeah. Well, if she wrote down a specific date, you can assume that she's coming here.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
Run that one by me again.
Since she wrote down a date of placement, we can assume she's coming here with the ashes.
Well, July 15th has passed. Oh,
no,
next year.
It's 2026.
That's next year.
Yeah.
Next year.
I mean, I'm assuming that
they
would be doing
it. Okay.
Yeah, but that's always, even with Wilbur's, when they did it, there was the group, the family gathered and stuff. And
so in the letter, we might want to include how
the logistics,
like how deep they need to be buried, and that they, you know, will be taking responsibility of that, and making a commitment that they're not going to bury them 6 inches down. It has to be, you know, whatever our criteria is, whether it's 24 inches or, you know, for ashes. Okay.
I think it's 12 inches, but.
I agree, of course, but I think that somebody of us should be there.
Yeah, absolutely,
normally,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that should be part of the letter, is that
the rules.
They will be expected to enter
yeah.
the ashes, you know, and that these are the criteria that we follow as part of the letter.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so they'll be prepared. I mean, we can provide them with a post hole digger. I have several.
Yeah, but actually... Yeah. The people that have done them in the ground, like, why can't I think of her name? Is it Buto? No.
From last summer?
No. With the lunchbox, McFadden. What is she, though? Her family, you know, there's all of those.
Busby's?
Busby's, yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and, I mean, they brought the post hole digger and went right to work and measured it with the 12-inch ruler and put it in there. So, I figure that they'll have to do the same thing.
Yeah. But they might not know about it.
Yeah, they might not understand that. But
less
yes.
than a half months to figure it out.
Clarify that she is coming.
Yeah.
I like that she set a date. That makes things easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll just include that as part of the letter, that you're proposing to do this on the 15th of July, 2026. And, you know, that's just part of the letter.
So we didn't fully adopt the motion.
No. So. All those in favor of approving application for placement of Alita or Elida Slaybuck?
And the letter.
And the letter to be sent.
Aye.
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 It passes unanimously. We'll move on. Janet, you want to talk about Bert Sharp just a little bit so we know that it's coming?
What are we talking about?
Bert Sharp. Betsy.
Oh, Betsy Sharp, who passed away recently, her grandparents are buried on an intersection, and she always wanted to be buried with them, and the family thought that they couldn't bury her there. So I talked to her daughter, Betsy's daughter, Betsy's husband, and form to her husband Bert, requesting permission and how they want to do the marker.
So I'm assuming it's going to come at the next meeting, but just to be aware that this is something that is also another one. Can you put those two pictures up on the screen, Colt, that I sent you?
I do not see them.
I didn't send them as email. I sent them as on your phone.
Oh, as a text?
Yeah, as a text.
Oh, give me a moment.
I just took them this afternoon. Sorry.
I actually don't see that.
Did it not go?
What was Betsy's maiden name?
I want to say Chambers, but I'm not. I looked it up. It says it went.
I'm not seeing it.
Did I end up? It just says Fairbanks City Clerk, 5 p.m., free attachments. Well, I'll just pass my phone around so you can see. Basically, her grandma was married to weird.
She's sending it to his landline.
And I'm sending it to the landline. Oh, bother. I'm sorry.
Send it to the email.
Yeah, just pass it around. So you can look at the one on the left was her first husband, and the one on the right, Slaybach, excuse me, Rotherburn? I can't pronounce it quite right. Rotherburn? Anyway, and they put on the second one that she was there and buried because in that spot because she was married first to the first guy and then to the second guy. So if they want to put Betsy's ashes in between with a marker, they could do that. There's plenty of space there. Otherwise, they'd have to drill a hole through the slab, either one or the other of the slabs. But I would think that considering that it's the grandpa on one side and the grandma on the other, that maybe they want to put it in the middle, but it's up to them.
I like that.
But we will get another application for placement. So, anything else? Open agenda? One thing is, Julie, you have the pictures there. We did get both the Vachon and the plaques that shows all the, what it looked like over the years. Those have both been installed.
Congratulations.
So thank you. Well, it took forever, it seems like, to get up, but we got them. So they're there. They just have a bunch of dirt sitting next to them, and so we could maybe use that.
I think you should use the dirt.
I could use the dirt if it doesn't disappear.
And then I'll bring you a nice bag of...
Oh.
Of potting soil potting on top of it.
Do you have anything else, Janet?
Nope, I don't.
All right, our next meeting is September 3rd, right after...
Go ahead.
No, did you have anything for open agenda?
We did accept the...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just a little spacey today.
Our next meeting is September 3rd, right after Labor Day. Everybody going to be there?
Check.
Yeah.
All right. Otherwise,
gosh,
we can adjourn.
Where's the time go?